So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
So today I want to talk about this myth that I hear a lot, that you need to add more fat to lose more weight, okay? That's illogical. It's not going to help you lose more weight, because what makes keto keto is lowering your carbohydrate, not increasing your fat. If you increase your fat while your carbs are high, you will not get into ketosis, okay? To get in ketosis, you must lower the carbohydrate. The purpose of adding more fat is to replace the loss of carbohydrates and make it easier to do this, so you can go longer between meals and do intermittent fasting. But I definitely recommend adding more fats when you start a healthy keto plan, because it makes it more comfortable. Fats are very satisfying. However, once you adapt to fat burning, okay, you can actually lower your dietary fats. But what I'm talking about is not adding fats to your diet, just consuming the fats that are normally in your diet with the protein. So I wouldn't necessarily want to add more MCT oil or add more additional fat than you need, because what happens is then your body will start using the dietary fat as your ketones, okay, in the presence of low carbs. And it won't have to go after your fat reserve. But if your goal is to lose weight, we want to eventually kind of adjust the dietary fat to the point where your body starts tapping into your own fat, using this as calories and not these as calories. And realize it's not just about having a bunch of ketones in your urine. It's whether those ketones are made from your fat or made from the dietary fat. Some people can keep high levels of fat if their metabolism is high. But for the average person that has slow metabolism, they're going to have to eventually lower the amount of fats that they consume to really get your body to actually live off the fat calories. And the same thing goes with taking ketones. Exogenous ketones taken as a supplement can provide ketones, okay, and you'll have ketones in your urine, but it won't actually improve or increase your body's ability to make its own ketones, defeating the whole purpose. So the truth is that adding more fat doesn't increase weight loss. However, it makes it easy to do the program. It does provide the raw material. You don't want to go low fat, but you want to have enough fats just to make a healthy body. Thanks for watching. Hey, before you go, I'm going to create some new videos on food evaluation. Okay, so if you'd like to participate, I can't promise that you'll be the person that I'll choose. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a picture of what you're eating, a close-up, okay, of one day, how frequent you're eating, like as an intermittent fasting. Is it one meal, two meals, and anything else that you're drinking or supplements. And go ahead and add your height, weight, and age, and any major body problems that you're having. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to analyze that to see what you're doing correct and what you need to improve. All right? So go ahead and click the link down below, upload your information. And again, I can't promise that I'm going to pick you, but I'm going to pick several people, and I'll do the evaluations, and I'll post these as YouTube videos. All right. Talk to you later. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.